From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. The American Civil Liberties Union of Maine is one of the groups that brought the legal case against President Donald Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenship and is celebrating today's Supreme Court ruling in its favor. Executive Director Molly Curran-Rolls says the decision offers a measure of relief for immigrant parents.
And so families in Maine who might be expecting don't have to worry about whether their children will be citizens when they're born.
Trump tried to end birthright citizenship for certain immigrants through an executive order on his first day of his second term. The order was temporarily blocked by a federal judge in Massachusetts and never went into effect as legal challenges played out. Advocates for Maine's LGBTQ community say they are heartened that Maine's policy on transgender school athletes will not be affected by today's Supreme Court ruling allowing states to restrict student participation. But as Kevin Miller reports, the legal and political battles over the issue will continue in Maine.
Gia Drew, executive director of Equality Maine, says she was disappointed but not surprised that the conservative court upheld laws in more than two dozen states that prohibit biological males from participating in girls' or women's sports.
I guess that's the silver lining for those states like Maine that want to be inclusive and welcoming of all kids, that can continue here in Maine, which is really helpful. But it does send a message that is confusing, I would imagine, you know, to trans kids or families all around the country.
It is unclear how the ruling will affect the Trump administration's lawsuit against Maine. And Maine's Supreme Judicial Court will hear arguments on Wednesday about whether a proposed referendum to restrict transgender athletes will appear on the November ballot. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Health officials are encouraging the public to take protective measures as excessive heat and humidity descend on the state into the holiday weekend. Dr. Samir Haidar with Maine Health says heat can quickly become dangerous if precautions are not taken.
And if you do get sick, if you notice that people are getting confused or lightheaded or passing out, then we want to see them, because the earlier we can see them, the quicker we can take care and save their life.
Haidar is urging those who spend time outside to seek shade and stay hydrated. A statewide list of cooling centers can be found on the Maine Emergency Management Agency's website. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Hannah Pingree has a significant lead over Republican challenger Bobby Charles. That's according to a new poll commissioned by the Portland Press-Herald and the New York Times. The poll conducted by the Siena Research Institute found that Pingree leads Charles 50% to 36%. The same survey taken last week found independent candidate Rick Bennett drawing just 8% support. The poll is the first public survey taken since Pingree and Charles secured their party's nominations after a ranked choice runoff. Charles led after the initial count, while Pingree rallied after initially finishing second. The survey shows Pingree pulling near universal support from registered Democrats. Charles isn't far behind, but 6% of Republican respondents favor Bennett, a lifelong Republican who unenrolled from the party last year to run for governor. Pingree also has a 16-point edge over Charles in the battle for independent voters. The winner of the November election will replace Democratic Governor Janet Mills early next year. Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Graham Plattner today expressed confidence in his campaign after the release of a poll showing him in a dead heat with Republican Senator Susan Collins. But as Steve Missler reports, Plattner's campaign is also concerned that it's getting swamped by Republican spending.
While Plattner's campaign has spent twice as much as Collins, he's been beleaguered by ads paid for by Republican super PACs, among them Pine Tree Results, which has already spent nearly $10 million in attack ads. While Democratic PACs and party committees are also attacking Collins, Republican groups have spent three times as much on the race. Ben Chin, Plattner's campaign manager, says that's a worrying disparity, but points to the moneyed interests influencing elections.
It is a good illustration of the corrupt system that Graham is running against. And we are going to win this with people power.
At Impact projects $400 million could be spent on the contest. And Tuesday's Supreme Court ruling banning contribution and coordination limits between party committees and candidates could push that estimate even higher. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Construction for the long-awaited Camp Ellis Spur jetty, designed to curb severe erosion that has plagued the community for years, is finally underway. Molly Ann King reports.
Camp Ellis in Saco is sometimes called the ground zero of sea level rise. But it's not simply a rising sea that has taken out hundreds of houses and most of the beach over the years, says Saco Mayor Jody McPhail.
They have been taken not by an angry sea, but by a man-made structure that did and continues to do its job too well.
The original jetty, built nearly 200 years ago to protect the river for boats, inadvertently amplified and redirected waves. During the big storms in 2007, 2023, and 2024, homes and roads were flooded and whole chunks of beach swept out to sea. The Army Corps of Engineers says the new jetty will mitigate the power of the waves. And the Corps will also take steps to rebuild the beach. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Molly Enking.
A Kennebec County Superior Court has ordered that a wedding caterer who's been the subject of dozens of complaints can no longer do business in Maine. Patty White has more.
Justice Michaela Murphy also ordered that Bethany Gregory, who formerly operated Simply Catered by Bethany and Vistas and Vows, to pay $175,000 in restitution and $20,000 in penalties plus interest. The Maine Attorney General's office brought the case against Gregory after receiving consumer complaints that her business served the wrong food, not enough food, showed up late for events, or abruptly canceled. The 20 consumers named in the case claimed losses ranging from $3,000 to $35,000. The AG's office will distribute restitution, though it's unclear whether Gregory will be able to pay. She didn't attend last week's hearing and is believed to now live in New York. The AG's office says they've received 65 complaints about Gregory since 2024. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Portland police have charged a motorist who struck an 11-year-old boy riding his bicycle yesterday evening. Police say 19-year-old Better Hussein of Portland confirmed he was talking on a cell phone immediately before the collision and that Hussein was driving with a suspended driver's license. The boy suffered a minor leg injury and was treated at the scene. Hussein was charged with operating after suspension and driving to endanger. In response to a growing number of accidents, the Cumberland County District Attorney recently announced an initiative to treat all pedestrian or bike crashes resulting in injury as potential criminal or civil violations. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the state of the American dream. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.